إن ربك واسع المغفرة. صدق الله العظيم. All praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the choicest blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon His most beloved Nabi, our leader, Hazrat Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We thank and praise Allah ta'ala for the numerous bounties He has bestowed upon us, and we ask Allah ta'ala to enable us to express gratitude from the bottom of our heart for these bounties, as well as enable us to express gratitude by using them in the correct way. Two levels of shukr. One is from the heart, where you express it, whether you use your tongue or not. And the other level of shukr is this, that whatever Allah Ta'ala has given us, we use it correctly, appreciating what He has given us in His obedience. So that is a very important principle that has been taught to us in the Quran al-Karim. Also, my respected friends and brothers, when we look at the Quran al-Karim, we will find repeatedly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has drawn a link and a connection between actions and the consequences of actions. In other words, when there's an action, there is a reaction. And that is the way of this particular world. And that same principle applies when it comes to a'mal and to deeds. When people are carrying out deeds as in good deeds or bad deeds, then we find the Quran al-Karim has made repeated mention about the requital or the award for that particular deed, depending on what the nature of the deed is. So if a person carried out good deeds, then we find repeatedly Allah Ta'ala gives us an indication that there is going to be a recompense and a requital for it. And also if a person carried out bad deeds, then it is going to happen like that. That is the logical, the normal way. Till now we have not heard if a person put his hands in hot water, nothing happened to him. Or when a person put his hands in very, very hot water, his hand froze. Never ever happened like that. So there is a system that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put on the face of this earth, and based on that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made our mind up to accept how He will deal with everything on the face of this earth. And if you look at the stories and the recollections and the accounts and the narratives of the Anbiya alayhimu salam, for example, and of the people of the past, those are not stories that are mentioned there. Those are lessons that have been given. In some places we find the Quran just puts a small little aspect, just mentions a small little aspect of the bigger story. Other places the Quran gives the whole story. Another place it will again referring to that same story, the same narrative, quote just one aspect of it. All of that is in relation to our existence on the face of the earth, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, as you existing, so they had existed. As you are acting, so they had also acted. And as they saw the consequences of their actions, so too will you see the consequences of your actions. So this is that important principle. The ayat of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, لِيَجْزِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسَاءُوا بِمَا عَمِلُوا, so that Allah ta'ala may give a report, a reward or a recompense for the evil that they have done. وَيَجْزِيَ الَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا بِالْحُسْنَى, and that He may give a good return for those people who do good deeds. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those who abstain from evil deeds, from major sins, from immodesty, from immorality, which has almost become a norm in various societies, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has warned us and drawn our attention to this, that that is what good and bad deeds are about. And don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Inna rabbaka wasi'ul maghfirah. Inna rabbaka wasi'ul maghfirah. Verily your Rabb is most vast. He is most expansive in as far as His mercy is concerned. So that is the principle that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has drawn our mind and our attention to. That as you do, that is how you are going to find things happening. And the consequences of the believers' actions are going to determine the conditions around us. Obviously, the meteorologist and the science people and the weather people and whoever else it is, they will tell us all kinds of things that, you know what, we have a high pressure system and we have a low pressure system and we have El Nino and we have albino and all, whoever else it might be. But all those are names given to systems that are taking place there. They can say whatever they want to. There was a lot of humidity and there was a lot of moisture and there was too much of dryness. All that are consequences of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's final decision based on our amal. That is what believers are taught in the Quran repeatedly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made mention of so many actions of so many people. Of those people who, when they used to conduct business, they used to cheat big time. They used to deceive people. They used to pull all kinds of scams. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made mention of them, how they were dealt with. There were those who were involved with sodomy. And we find that they also are mentioned in the Quran Kareem. That is sins with regard to immorality and immodesty with unnatural behavior. We find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made mention of people with other sins, who went into extravagance, who went into wastefulness. The Nabi is mentioned. His appeal to them with regard to the deeds are mentioned. And after that, their total contempt of what the Nabi said, as well as their total disregard of what the Nabi said, resulted finally in whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought down upon them. So what we are saying in this is that there is a definite link between the actions of the believers and the prevailing conditions that come around. We heard that hadith last week also, that when people withhold their zakat, when people start getting involved in immorality, then based on that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala withholds rains. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about scarcity. The word is drought. Drought actually finally means scarcity, where every different creation suffers as a result of that. So my respected brothers, we have to understand and believe that is how it is, and that is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will deal with people. In the Quran, in the 22nd Juz, Allah speaks about the people of Saba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, and these people were in the land of Yemen, where we're finding a whole lot of other things happening at this point in time, where they had lived in such great prosperity and abundance in every way. And Allah Ta'ala has described that in the Quran Kareem. And then when they started disobeying Allah, started showing disregard for His commands, they started showing ingratitude, ungratefulness, which we just spoke about earlier on, with their action and with their words, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we converted and changed their beautiful gardens into lands in which there was bitter fruit. أَثْرِيُوا وَشَيْءٍ مِّن سِدْرٍ قَلِيلٍ. And there was lote trees, and there was tamarisk, that means bitter kind of unusable wood. It just basically was reduced to woodlands. It was reduced to rubble. It was reduced to such vegetation that have got absolutely no benefit for anybody. This is mentioned in the Quran and the Islamic geography. If we look at it and we look at that area is still there. This happened in Ma'arib. Ma'arib was in the news few times already, where we're finding all these attacks that are taking place with the Houthis and the Saudis and the coalition and all that. Ma'arib is a place where this incident had happened. So my respected friends and brothers, we have to understand that is the principle. But Allah Ta'ala, He says, wasi'ul maghfira, and this is where we don't lose hope. This is where we must believe with full conviction that as my bad deeds have got consequences, my good deeds also will have consequences. And we must understand that when we broke a command of Allah, we have broken an important connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when the connection is broken, it is bound to break, because we are made such that we are human beings. We are not angels. Only the angels have got one connection, good deeds. We got two connections, good deeds and bad deeds. So when this particular connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala breaks, all we need to do, my brothers, is to reconnect. That is all. And when we reconnect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah created us, imma shakira wa imma kafura. Allah says, I've made man, either he is one who is shakir, that means he is grateful, or he is kafur, that means he is ungrateful. And the ungratefulness and the gratefulness will refer to actions and everything else in a broader sense of the word. So, my brothers, it is going to happen that as insan who have got the propensity and the qualities of committing sins, they will commit sins. And because it is the sunnah of Allah to bring conditions according to sins, it is also the great characteristic and bounty of Allah that He has shown us a way of not losing hope, but of reconnecting. And this reconnecting is another word for you and I we refer to as tawbah. So one of the things that we need to do, and must remember that each one in his individual capacity needs to acknowledge in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that it is me, it is I who need to make tawbah. When sins are committed by individuals, then the effect of that sin will come and harm him in his individual capacity. And when sins are now committed collectively, and the sins become a norm, and nobody cares about anybody, people are making ghibat, people are doing people down, people are shamelessly doing whatever they want to, and nobody even bats an eyelid, then that is that stage of advanced disobedience, collective disobedience, which is now going to invite the collective displeasure of Allah Ta'ala, which will manifest itself in one or other way. So my respected friends and brothers, this is the mercy of Allah that He gave us doors and He gave us ways and means to reconnect. Doesn't mean we broke the command of Allah, finished, we are doomed, gone to hell and gone. No, my brothers, Allah is very kind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a way to reconnect. Like our Shaykh always used to say, when you break your wudu while you are performing salah, doesn't mean you must go home now and say, no, I'm not going to read salah because you know what, my wudu breaks. It's not worth it. No, what you do, you go and make wudu and you come back. So when a person turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in humility and he does tawbah, which is the simple word of reconnecting, that is, what is tawbah? It is this Arabic, tanziful qalb anidhamb, to purify the heart of sin. Simply, that you very sincerely admit and acknowledge, I have committed this particular sin, and oh Allah, I am making a firm resolution of not returning to that sin. That sin is out. In other words, I am no longer making the niyyah. I am sorry, I'm taking it out. So when a person firmly resolves in his heart, between him and his creator, he doesn't have to stand on a mimbar and say it, between him and his creator, then alhamdulillah, he has taken out that sin and he has taken out the intention of committing that sin in the future. That, my respected friends and brothers, is very, very beloved to Allah. In fact, that person becomes the beloved of Allah. So all a person needs to do is make himself the beloved. You know, when I am the beloved of Allah, I can only expect good conditions to come upon me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I believe, will not treat His beloved in a difficult way. Allah will treat His beloved in the most beautiful way. Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin. Allah loves those people who make tawbah and who repent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that whoever turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَوَجَدُ اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. They will find that Allah Ta'ala accepts their reconnection immediately. Anywhere else your connection is broken, they say, we'll get back to you. Our technicians will come and reconnect and you have to pay a fee and all. Yeah, but Allah Ta'ala, there's no reconnection fee. Allah Ta'ala just reconnects. Rahima, after that, immediately sends down good conditions. He will give you better conditions. Allah will love you. So let us have hope in the mercy and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Firstly, by turning and doing this aspect of reconnecting, my brothers. And then all those other consequences that were supposed to befall us in terms of difficulties will also just disappear with this reconnection. Also, my respected friends and brothers, the other thing is that we make istighfar slightly different. We have heard this before, that we express remorse of past sins. Really, we say, oh Allah, I am turning to you in total humility, asking you to forgive me. So mashallah, we do that collectively. Last week we went onto the grounds and we made tawbah and we made istighfar. And remember, my brothers, that was an action that is taught to us by Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is an action that is meaningful. It's an action that was witnessed by Allah. It's an action that was witnessed by the malaika. It is an action that has weight and is an action that will definitely bring results. Many times we feel before the imam must make salam, you know, we have to pull our umbrellas out, it's going to start raining. It will happen in its time. We must not lose hope, my brothers. We must have full hope in the mercy and the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala. There is so much of goodness. There is so much of goodness taking place here in our country and everywhere else. And bad things are also happening. But the goodness is what we focus on. We make tawbah for the bad. And we say, Allah, because of this goodness, we have got full yaqeen and full hope in your mercy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all loving. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most merciful. So do not lose hope. Do not say we made dua and nothing happened. It will happen, my brothers. As long as we've got the conviction of that action being accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala will deal with us according to how our actions are. And then, my brothers, abundance of good deeds are also a very, very good and a beneficial way of reconnecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any good deed that comes our way and that comes in our hand, we don't let that opportunity go. We do it, and we do it with this, that I am doing this because my Allah will be pleased. So every good deed is actually a means of reconnecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, if a person did any bad deed and he followed it up with a good deed, it's called mahiyatu sayyi'ah, that those deeds that wipe away evil deeds. So some good action, in al-hasanati yudhibna sayyi'at. We must know that we did a good deed. We must be conscious that this I did for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must know I did not do this because I want my picture in the newspaper, or I want my name to be mentioned somewhere. I'm doing it for the pleasure of some human being. No, I am doing this because I want my Allah to be pleased. Such deeds, they carry a great amount of weight in the sight of Allah. And those are the deeds that immediately draw the mercy and the help of Allah. And you must remember, my brother, it's not only the issue of rain at this point in time that we are facing with as an imminent affliction. There are lots of other things that are just waiting to happen. If we are following the news, we are seeing that we are being targeted, we are being spoken about in very negative ways, whatever the case may be, economy-wise, whatever it is. But all those are conditions that will be moved away if we please our Allah and we do actions that will draw His help. We're going to conclude when it comes to dua. It's another thing. Each one must pick up his own hands. One is a collective dua and one is an individual dua. While making dua for everything else, make dua first for the ummah, make dua for the community, make dua for people, make dua for everybody else, make dua for the Muslim suffering elsewhere. Those duas are very powerful. Don't lose hope in prayer. When we pick up our hands, know that Allah has given us the opportunity to do that. And when we are making dua, know that He is listening. Don't let shaitan come and say, hey, Allah is going to listen. You such a big gunekar. And some people actually say it. They say, no, man, Allah don't listen to sinners like us. That's already a negative start. Allah listens to everybody, my brothers. And Allah answers the dua of we don't know which person. We don't know what's the condition of the heart of the people here. Allah knows each one of His servants. It can be just the dua of one person here. It is so beloved to Allah that everything else can be gone. So nobody must undermine himself when it comes to reconnecting with Allah Ta'ala, and do it for everybody and do it for the entire ummah as such. And when it comes to giving sadaqah, charity, then let us not lose this beautiful action, because there is a hadith that sadaqatu tutfi'u, sadaqah extinguishes ghadabur rabb, the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So take out sadaqah in whichever way we can, whether we are giving crumbs to the birds or whether we are giving millions to somebody or we're giving whatever we can afford or any other good action. Do it with the intention of charity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves it that we take out something from our side and we benefit His creation. There's nothing more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my respected friends and brothers, when we undergo any difficulty, let us not complain. Let us make shukr. Let us remember all the good days. When the days were good, were we singing and making a noise about it, how good things are. At that time, we did not make a noise about it. So when the difficulty also comes and we make sabr on it, on that, Allah will love us. Allah yuhibbu sabirin. Allah loves the people who make sabr. Inna Allah ma'as sabirin. Allah is the people who make sabr. So my respected friends and brothers, what we are saying is, whatever the conditions locally, whether it's weather-wise, whether it's political-wise, whether it's any other-wise, economy-wise, let us know that our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala needs to be strengthened and restored, and our entire goodness and good fortune rests with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. provided that from our side, we do what we are supposed to do and make sure that our amal are correct, our bad deeds have been disposed of. Nobody can say, I'm not going to commit sins. We are not anbiya. We're not prophets. They have been protected. We are normal human beings. We can slip just like that. So when a person slips, he doesn't lie there for the rest of his life and say, I fell down. He gets up and he moves. And our getting up and moving is to turn to Allah and say, Allah, khalti ho gaye, mujhe maaf kar de. I made a mistake. Please forgive me. I make a niyah of not doing it again. Do not lose hope. Do not let shaitan bring our spirits down.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. خير الصلاة خير الصلاة خير الفلاح خير Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا وقال تعالى ومن تاب وعمل صالحا فإنه يتوب إلى الله متابا وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم التائب من الذنب كمن لا ذنب له وقال تعالى وهو الذي يرسل الرياح بشرا بين يدي رحمته حتى إذا أقلت سحابا ثقالا سقناه لبلد ميت فأنزلنا به الماء فأخرجنا به من كل الثمرات كذلك نخرج الموتى لعلكم تذكرون وقال تعالى وأرسلنا الرياح لواقح فأنزلنا من السماء ماء فأسقيناكموه وما أنتم له بخازنين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقال ربكم ادعوني استجب لكم إن الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخرين بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأقضاهم علي وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضوان الله تعالى عليهم وأن كل الصحابة أجمعين اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم اغفر أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اصلح أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اسقنا غيثا مغيثا مريئا مريئا نافعا غير ضار عاجلا غير آجل اللهم اسقنا الغيث ولا تجعلنا من القانطين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني يذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. Let us make our line straight and stand shoulder to shoulder. We have two important announcements. One is that the An-Nasirat ladies group under the auspices of the Jamiatul Ulama have planned and organized a afternoon for the domestic workers and Islamic awareness get together. And there are complaints regularly with regard to how we also treat our domestics. So it is also an outreach program in a way trying to reach out to them and show them some kind of honor. So the program has been scheduled at 2:30 at the Civic Center. Please ask all the misses at home to let them go there. It will be a nice gesture from our side also, inshallah. It will go a long way to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, and to also reconnect in this way, to let them know that we also treat them as human beings. So the dishes and whatever has to be washed can be done earlier or later. But please let them be there. It's an Islamic awareness program as well as an outreach program. And next week, inshallah, on the 21st of November, Saturday afternoon, there is going to be a high tea for the collection of the ambulance in Syria, which will be taking place at the Muslim school in the old hall, the multi-purpose hall, also under the auspices of the Jamiatul Ulama South Africa, going to be conducted by our ladies and Nasirat. We request all our brothers to inform the ladies and send them with some of the donations and make niyat for sadaqah, inshallah. The ambulance will go a long way to help a lot of people that are injured and destitute back in Syria, in those areas where there's so much of turmoil. May Allah accept. الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين أفحسبتم أنما خلقناكم عبثا وأنكم إلينا لا ترجعون فتعالى الله الملك الحق لا إله إلا هو رب العرش الكريم ومن يدع مع الله إلها آخر لا برهان له به فإنما حسابه عند ربه إنه لا يفلح الكافرون وقل رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Malik Yawm Al-Din Iyaka Na'budu Wa Iyaka Nasta'in Ihdina الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا نبينا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان عليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم أتوب إليه اللهم أغثنا اللهم أغثنا اللهم أغثنا اللهم صيبا نافعا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين